fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks. On Monday, the 19th day of July, year of our Lord, 2021, welcome to the John Moore Show. Yes, we do begin with the Pledge of Allegiance, something that should be done in every school, public and private, every day of the year. Everybody stand, face the flag. Gentlemen, remove your hats, right hand over the heart. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. We have patiently waiting in the green room, my friend Andrew. But before we get to Andrew, we'll get to the very important prepper tip of the day. And here it is. Pray, pray, pray. Pray for yourself, your family, and our country. Our country needs your prayers. Prayer is powerful and prayer works. That said, we do have with us Andrew, representing EMP Shield, and we'll be talking about the events of the day and how you can protect your car, your truck, your home, your generator, your solar control units with the excellent EMP Shield devices. Good morning, Andrew.
Hey, good morning, John. Thanks for having me on.
Good to have you with us, sir. It's each successive week continues to be another weekly episode of a never-ending Twilight Zone show, it seems like.
Right.
Now we have the President of the United States saying they're going to censor any adverse communication on social media to do with vaccinations. You're not allowed to talk about vaccinations unless you support them. It's pretty bizarre and pretty strange, isn't it, sir?
Yeah, so number one, to most people, this would be bizarre. To me, this is very reflective of the Germans prior to World War II. This is literally censorship, which I'm probably preaching to the choir here for most people that are listening into you, but it's absolutely insane that this is allowed. And my personal opinion is that this is pretty much a violation of the First Amendment. What do you think?
Well, it's absolutely a violation of the First Amendment. I mean, you can't cry fire in a crowded theater. You know, there's things you can't do, but most speech is protected speech. And
right.
Having an open, free and open discussion about medical matters is certainly well protected under First Amendment protection. And for the federal government, for the President of the United States, issuing these kind of edicts from the Oval Office is very unconstitutional and very scary.
Right.
And it needs to be opposed. And what's going to happen will be new social media platforms will come up that will be, and they're already happening, that will be uncontrolled, and not that the federal government will not be giving them any dictates. That's a consequence.
Right.
We still have a free market, Andrew. We still have a free market. And these alternative social media platforms, I'm already personally, for example, I'm using Rumble instead of YouTube. I was,
sure.
My archives were on YouTube for many years, more than 10 years.
Yeah, I remember. Yeah.
Yeah. But because of the censorship of YouTube, I dropped YouTube, and now we're not using Rumble. If Rumble is bought out, it goes public, and they introduce censorship, I'll drop Rumble and go to something else.
Right.
Probably Bridie on that Mike Adams put together. So yeah. It's they're ramping up the fear in this area again, saying that the Delta virus is really getting people, that the unvaccinated are getting sick, more fear, more ignorance, in order to get people to stampede towards the real goal, which is the vaccinations. Right, Andrew?
That's the way it seems for sure. I did hear that there were some hardened restrictions starting on the West Coast in California. I have seen an incredible ramp up of the news and the Delta variation and the promotion of, like you said, the fear of the virus. There's now going to be, which we discussed slightly last week, potentially a door-to-door jab you in the arm campaign, which is pretty weird.
Right.
I don't know. To me, the current president is acting very, I don't want to say Nazi, but that's kind of what's coming to mind. It's just, you know, going against the First Amendment. You can't have an opinion. We want to take your guns. You know, we'll nuke you. Talking right. to his own people. You know, it's just so unusual.
It is very unusual, very strange, very bizarre. It all is. Well, August the 11th, they're having a practice cyber attack, which is just a couple inches away from another type of attack, which is EMP attack. We've had incidents in the past. Now, it's 20 years ago, this September, we had practice drills about involving aircraft on the 11th day of September 2001.
Yep.
The air traffic controllers, for a number of minutes, very critical minutes, weren't quite sure if planes headed towards the Pentagon, for example, were part of the drill that were going on, or a real attack. And those few minutes, you know, the Pentagon should have been one of the most protected places on the planet, allegedly.
Yes.
Should have been.
Right.
Those few minutes gave time for whatever crash. I'm not going to say an airplane crashed into the Pentagon, because the evidence is really there's dozens of video cameras 24/7 recording everything
right.
around the Pentagon. There's never been any public release of those videos ever.
Right.
If they still exist, I doubt that they'll ever be released. So here we are 20 years later, 2021, and they're going to have a practice exercise. Whenever they have a practice exercise, I stand up and pay attention. How about you, Andrew?
Absolutely, I do. One, because if it is really an exercise, it means that it's something of importance. You know, they do all kinds of different scenarios in the Air Force Mars, the ham radio community, and also in the military. But it's starting to become a trend. You've got 9/11, you've got the rehearsal prior to COVID, which I don't know if a lot of people are actually aware of. And there's several other instances that have come true, and it's just one of those, okay, you know, what's going on here? They know something that we don't, or they're using it as a, you know, a platform. So it's really weird.
Well, it's always hard to say if what's happening is inadvertent, that our enemies would take advantage of or part of the planning in
right.
advance. I doubt those 18 Saudi Arabians and one guy from Afghanistan. I doubt that they had any knowledge of the exercise that was taking place that morning. They may have, sure. or may not have, but I doubt that they did. But somebody did. Somebody
oh,
did.
Oh, for sure.
And
yep.
What happened 20 years ago was well planned, well in advance. Those aircraft did not make buildings fall to the ground. And Building 7, of course, being the most grievous evidence of the explosive being planted inside the building before it went down. Building 7
right.
was not hit by an airplane. It had a couple little fires at the local, I used to say Boy Scouts, but the local Cub Scouts could have put out with some CO2 fire extinguishers. You didn't need
right.
Seriously, those fires.
Yeah,
could
I
not
know.
Damage.
I know. I shouldn't
damage.
Laugh. Yeah.
Yeah. What a joke. So yes, I would certainly. I'll keep my ears to the ground on August the 11th as to what's going on. Our enemies are certainly aware of it, and it would be a great time for them to do a real cyber attack because the people in charge of the exercise will think, oh, the real cyber attack is just part of the exercise, won't they?
Yeah, they certainly could. That's for sure. You know, and it cyber attacks. We just had the largest one in history. I think it was not 6 months ago, maybe 9 months ago. That we actually heard about it, although it had been occurring for potentially up to a year or two prior to that. But I believe that former attack was just the rehearsal for potentially something larger. You know, and why wouldn't it be? Once they figured out how they can, you know, leverage what they have and the ability to get in, why not do something worse? Especially with what's going on with, you know, are not our friends over in China. So, yeah.
Well, very true. Very true. Well, the threat of EMP attack is a clear and present danger. Most enemies, most of the time, will use all the tools in their arsenal. There's been exceptions. Mm-hmm. For example, in World War II, Adolf Hitler did not use poison gas. He was a victim of poison gas in World War I himself, and he didn't like it. And he, mm-hmm. up to the very end of losing the war, his forces did not use poison gas. But that's the exception.
Sure.
The rule in warfare is most weapons get used most of the time. And, of course, the United States used poison gas in World War II. But EMP is weapons do exist. They're relatively inexpensive, relatively harmless to infrastructure, except for really big outfits like oil refineries. That would be very devastating. But EMPs are on the table to be used. And I mentioned last week I have grandchildren that turn 15 in a few weeks. They get the driver's mm-hmm. permit. I'll be buying two more EMP shield devices for them to sure that they can get home, make that one most important trip whenever they might be out and about be able to get home
right.
to their parents. And you're running a sale right now that will help people do that, aren't you, Andrew?
We are, yeah. In fact, it's kind of an extension of the previous sale. Actually had the idea on the show last week. I just had the thought, but there's so many people that requested for us to continue doing it. I mean, we're talking hundreds and hundreds of people just, you know, keep going, you know, like get my paycheck next week or, you know, just keep running for a little bit. So I decided to extend it and, it's really helping so many people. You know, I'm happy to do it for as long as we can. But I mean, you never know when it's going to end, obviously, but I'm going to try to keep this going for as long as possible, but this is a huge, huge sale. Basically, it's the Strengthen America sale, and it's a volume discount. So, you know, you get $20 off per product plus your discount, which is $50. So your minimum discount price would be $70 off per product. That's just the minimum. And if you go up to $100 per product. So it's an incredible amount of savings for people.
Yeah. Absolutely. Well, I hope people will take advantage of it. If you don't have internet service and you want to get take advantage of the sale, just give them a call at 620-412-9978. I say again, 620-412-9978. You might want to wait until about 9:30 Central Time to call, because that first half hour, especially on Monday mornings, is just jammed up, isn't it?
That's right. Yeah, we're very busy on Monday mornings. You know, wait 30 minutes or an hour after we open and then give us a call, and one of my staff will certainly be able to help you out.
Absolutely. Well, I hope people will do that. Well, all these issues, geopolitical issues, they kind of bubble to the surface for a while, then they sink back down, then they bubble to the surface and they sink back down. China is determined to be the ruler of the world. They're going to let Russia have the Arctic and Alaska, and they want everything else, literally everything
yep.
else.
Yep.
they're putting, talk about infrastructure. The largest container port facility on the planet is, guess where? In the Bahamas, about, 80 yep. miles or so from Florida. They've pretty much taken over the Bahamas. I'm working with a gentleman. He was born in Bahamas. He's a dual national with an American citizenship, and okay. he's well aware that the Bahamas are being colonized by China. Panama
sure.
has been colonized by China. When President Jimmy Carter gave up Panama, books written by naval experts prior to that said for decades how important the Panama Canal is in Panama to the United States strategic security, national security.
Sure, yeah. Oh, yeah.
That hasn't changed. What's changed is who controls it. Now we have Communist China controlling Panama. We have Communist Chinese and Russians in Cuba and Venezuela both. So, ladies and gentlemen, you know, all the pieces are in place. All the pieces. When they're going to make their final move, I don't know. The culture war has been going on for decades. The economic war has been ramped up in the last 8 or 10 years or so. When will it go kinetic and the actual shooting begin? I can't say that. I can say that it's a very right. clear and present danger. Can't you, Andrew?
No, that's the problem, is we never know exactly when it's going to happen. What we do know, which is incredibly, you know, it should be eye-opening for most people. This isn't what we're talking about for people who are listening. This isn't theory or thought, just the thought game, or we think. If you just look at the news, China is openly saying they're preparing for war. You know, it's
right.
not like it's not our opinion. This is a fact.
Right.
And when it comes to EMP, I was just reading a few extra articles last night. I mean, as recently as 3 weeks ago, China threatened the United States with EMP. I mean, these are things that China's literally right now currently doing. We know that there's conflict between them and Taiwan, and they certainly want, they want that. There's been open potential verbal conflict between them and Japan, them and us, and several other players, including Russia, who's, you know, they've been actually training alongside the Chinese. And for anybody who knows most of what goes on when there's military drills and military rehearsals between countries, that means that they're doing that because they plan on eventually working together in
that's
war.
Right.
You know, that's the point of the exercise, and that's why I don't get. A lot of people don't put two and two together. They're like, oh, it's just a military drill or a military exercise. I'm like,
no,
yeah,
hardly.
It's just a military exercise. That's exactly the point, you know. That's insane.
Well, when we get back from the break, we'll give a summary of what EMP is and how it works and what it can do. We'll be right back.
Hey, gang. Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Kosher-tified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Kosher-tified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Well, I wish I was in the land of cotton wool, and there I'm not forgot to look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on one frosty morning, look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. Well, I wish I was in Dixie, hooray, hooray. In Dixie's land I'll take my stand, live and die in Dixie, away, away, away down south in Dixie, away, away, away down south in Dixie.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Monday, the 19th of July. Visiting with Andrew, representing EMP Shield. If you want to take part in the excellent sale going on, you can do that right there at my website at thelibertyman.com. This hour is sponsored by EMP Shield. Andrew's going to give us a summary of what EMP is, how it works, and what it does. Go ahead, Andrew.
Yeah, so EMP stands for electromagnetic pulse. And I know a lot of people have heard the term, but most people seem to think it's either something from a video game, something from sci-fi. However, it's very, very opposite, very far from the truth. It is a factual weapon, and it's to be considered one of the most devastating weapons in many countries' arsenals, to include China. So electromagnetic pulse, I'll explain a little bit about how it works. So the most common method would be the use of a nuclear weapon in the atmosphere. So basically, the enemy would launch a missile into the atmosphere, roughly 300 miles is what we believe to be one of the best altitudes, and that nuclear explosion would then go off. It would push out on the magnetosphere outwards towards space, and it also would shoot down or blast down towards the atmosphere. And so what this is going to create is three phases of an EMP. We call it the E1, the E2, and the E3. And so the E1 and the E2, the first and the second phase, is when that blast goes downwards towards the towards the atmosphere. And the gamma radiation and the matter from the blast passing through the atmosphere creates a thing called ionization, which is basically a technical term for the stripping of the electrons from the atmosphere. And so that blast strips those electrons and shoots them down towards the Earth at very high rates of speed. The E1 is a little bit faster than the E2. But when we strip, when it strips those electrons, it's basically DC charges of that electrons that are induced in everything that is a conductor of electricity, or everything that's an antenna. So your vehicle, your home's electrical system, anything that would potentially induce electrons or energy. And it's going to destroy all of your microelectronics. The E3 is a little bit different in the sense that that blast goes upwards towards the magnetosphere. And so what's happening is, because the magnetosphere likes to sit in a normalized state around the Earth, that blast disrupts that state. So it then attempts to fluctuate to get itself back into that state where it likes to sit. And while the magnetosphere is fluctuating, it actually generates, that fluctuation generates a low and slow AC charge at the ground level of the Earth. And so this is the portion that really affects the grid, because the grid has anywhere from tens to hundreds to thousands of miles of lines, which is basically a huge antenna and a huge conductor and inducer of electricity. And so the grid induces this charge, which can go anywhere from, 30 minutes to several hours. And during that time, the charge builds, destroying things like transformers, substations, and other components on the grid. It also will go directly into your home, which could, destroy your home as well. And so that is the three phases of an EMP. EMP of itself, in and of itself, is a highly devastating weapon, not because it's going to kill people instantly, but because it's going to destroy the things that people rely on to survive. The Department of Homeland Security recently, last year, put out a report saying that should an EMP occur in the United States, they predict that roughly 90% of the population would die over 1 year, primarily due to the lack of running water. So it's a highly dangerous, very destructive weapon.
Absolutely, that's a great summary. And this is a real deal. These are real weapons that our enemies really do have in their arsenals, ready to go. Right. Now, something that's not talked about too much. While the United States has honored the SALT, the Strategic Arms Limitations Treaties, the Russians and Chinese have not. They've continued to develop new and better atomic weapons. They have thousands of what's called low-yield atomic weapons, atomic bombs that put out almost no radiation in the sense of ionizing radiation that hurts animals, plants, and human beings. But they still put out that electromagnetic pulse that destroys electronics. So they may be small enough to take out maybe 1 square mile. That would be, if it went off, that would go about, about 2,500 feet to the four compass points. That would be about 1 square mile. That's a pretty small area, a relatively small area. Highly usable, very likely to be used against what they would consider command and control facilities, strategic military bases, Army, Air Force, Navy, Marines, military bases that they wanted to knock out command and control. And that's the real deal. We have a break. The call number is 512-248-8252.
Truth. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Monday. It is Monday, the 19th of July. Good news, my webmaster is back in the saddle, getting things caught up. We have new postings on my website, the John Moore Patriot Training Course. That's next May at the beautiful Margaritaville Resort in Lake of the Ozarks. Beautiful, luxurious resort. It's May 15th to 21st next year. Check out the details at my website. Also good news, I was talking to Tom Berryhill. Despite all the issues getting computer chips, he's found out recently that one delivery of chips was the wrong chips. How about that? But he's not alone. Ford Motor Company is having the same issues. They've had to cut back production of the F-150 pickup trucks because of the same issue. But we're getting these things squared away. If you have issues with arthritis pain, get yourself an energy cleaner. Seriously, do that. If you have issues getting a great night's sleep, you want to sleep as good as a small child every night like I do, get yourself an energy cleaner. Check out the details at my website. You can place your order right there using PayPal, MasterCard, Visa. Send me a check if you like. My address is right there. Keep in mind, I offer a 90-day money-back guarantee. Toll-free hour line for the energy cleaner, the mattress pads that go with it. Here it is, 800-592-9543. Visiting with Andrew with EMP Shield. Great sale going on right now that you can take advantage of and get your own EMP shield devices to protect your home, your car, your truck, your generator, and your solar panel array. Andrew, we got a caller on hold here. We got Kenny in Texas. Good morning, Kenny.
Hey, good morning, John. Hey, I got a question for y'all. Sitting here listening to this morning. I haul cars for a living, so I transport all kinds of new ones. Everything has a key pod. They don't have keys no more that go into the ignition. It's a push button. It's this, that, and the other, but there's no key other than to unlock the door. What happens there?
Yeah. Do you want me to get that, John?
Go ahead. Yeah. Go ahead, Andrew. Go ahead.
Sure, yeah. So we've actually had our engineering team and our physicists do the math on this. There's a variable that a lot of people don't consider for those who know about EMP, and that's the footprint or the antenna size of whatever it is that's inducing the freed electrons. According to our math, the key fob is small enough to where it most likely will not induce enough energy to damage the key fob. With that being said, we're always an advocate of doing the most you can to protect yourself. So if you know, our opinion of that is not enough, you can jump on Amazon and you can actually buy a shell for your key fob that serves primarily as a almost like a mini Faraday cage for the key fob. I think they sell them for like $9. And then that way you can still use the key fob by opening it and you know, activating the car, and then just close it, and then the key fob itself will be protected as well. It's very inexpensive.
Okay. I'm just sitting here thinking about that. I'm just, you know, I thought, well, that's a good question to ask. You know, you got your car guarded. What about your key pod?
Yep. And a lot of people, we get that question a lot, but a lot of people had never considered it. So that's great to ask on the radio so we can answer it for a lot of people at one time. Yeah. Thank you.
Okay. Y'all have a good day.
Okay, Kenny, thank you for the call. That was a great question, wasn't it?
Oh, absolutely. I love these because it really helps people who probably are like sitting at home saying, what about my, you know?
Yeah, about this? Yep, absolutely. Yeah. Well, the technology is rock solid. Your biggest customer is the Department of Defense. They only get stuff that works. And getting something, a piece of technology to the point where the Pentagon will buy it is it's just quite a hurdle to get past, but you guys managed to do it, didn't you?
We did. It really is quite a hurdle for sure. Lots of things are involved, and I won't go down the list, but there's so many things involved. It really was, but you know, we're proud to be able to do it. The technology is incredible. A lot of people don't know my story, but you know, I was 4.5-5 years away from retiring in the military as an officer, and you know, they had the idea for EMP Shield and created the first several devices and decided, hey, we want to make this into a company. And I was contacted to help start the company, and I had to make a decision myself. I was like, I was thinking, well, you know, do I want to retire? Do I want to, you know, consider this company and pursue this way forward? And I had the same thoughts that most people did. I said, well, and I'm like you, John, I've been thinking about EMP for a long, long time. And I said, well, you know, show me that this is real. And so they took me to the second series of testing that they did at Keystone Compliance, which is a military certified testing facility. We were there alongside Lockheed's and Boeing's and all sorts of companies of that manner. And I said, okay. I saw who we were just, you know, talking with. Government-wise, I was involved in that, and I saw the testing, and I said, okay, this is legit. I'm in, and it is. It's an incredible piece of technology, and oh boy, you know, the funny thing is, although the family of products that we have on the website is also the same technology we use with the government, we do have other technologies that we don't list and will never publicly be listed. We've got some really neat stuff, and all of it does exactly what we say it's going to do. It's an incredible, incredible place to work, and really, really neat, really, really smart folks doing some very, very good things for the country. So
absolutely, we got another caller here, Andrew. We got Jim in Connecticut. Good morning, Jim.
Hey, John, how are you?
Good.
So I don't know if you guys were aware of it. About 3 days ago, we had a coronal mass ejection on the backside of the sun that would have been a kill shot, they think, if it was Earth-facing. And then we had another one 2 days, the next day, 2 days ago. And, you know, we're entering a new solar cycle right now, and we're just starting into it. And the sunspot that sent that coronal mass ejection out is now starting to come Earth-facing. So, yeah, people should probably think about getting some sort of protection.
Yes, they should. Yeah, and it's kind of funny for both the parents out there, the way we talk about it at EMP Shield these days is the sun is having a hissy fit. But the truth is that the sun, and we know this is all cyclical, the sun does what it wants to do, but it kind of does it at normal in normal routines. And you're absolutely right. What happened on the backside of the sun would have been Earth or world-changing. And we still, even though it came out on the backside, we still had effects on Earth because that's how large this thing was, that we still took a small impact from that. It was, you know, it wasn't huge or anything, but we did have some impact. But the fact of the matter is, and John will attest to this as well, the sun will eventually have something large like the Carrington event that will hit the Earth. And I think it's great that you mentioned this on the show.
Yeah, well, if you go to NOAA's website, they have this thing called the Enlil Spiral, and it shows when the eruption occurs, and then it gives you a time frame of when it's going to hit Earth. And, you know, if you look at the time frame, you can actually see if it's going to be facing, like, the United States, or is it going to be facing Europe and Asia. And then it shows, you know, the color code. And the one that came off the backside, it was when the color code goes into a black color. That's very dense charged particles. And that's what the color was that came off 3 days ago. So that's why I've been listening to a lot of experts online about it, and they're saying, yeah, that probably would have been a kill shot. It would have took everything out, even the equipment and machinery that could have made new parts for our transformers and everything else, they would have been burned out too. So it would have been really, really bad had that been Earth-facing.
Oh, absolutely.
Very true.
So, yep.
Good report, Tim. All right. Appreciate it. Yep.
Okay. No problem. Thank you, sir. Thank you. Bye.
Appreciate it very much. Well, we're getting some good information out here for people. Fact-based information, science-based information. And of course, the individuals listening, it's up to them to decide to pay heed or not pay heed, isn't it, Andrew?
It is. It is. And, you know, I think what we're seeing right now, a lot of people are starting to open their eyes, whether it's the sun, you know, which events like a few days ago, although we really wish they would never happen, it's a good eye-opener for people to see, look, we can't control the sun. It's going to do what it wants to do. And then, of course, we've got people like China publicly threatening us. So a lot of people are really starting to open their eyes and really become educated and smart to the fact that there is some huge threats when it comes to either solar flare or EMP. And for those people who are starting to open their eyes to it, make sure you check out EMP Shield. You know, we're a military certified technology that will protect your home or your vehicle and could mean literally the difference between life and death should either of those events occur.
Absolutely. Literally a matter of life and death, not figuratively.
Right.
We tend to hear gross exaggerations in the media all the time. But this is not an exaggeration.
Right.
If your son or your daughter is 100 miles away at college and there's a crisis, that would be a very, very great distance. And in normal times, 100 miles is a pleasant two-hour drive. I drive 100 miles on a regular basis, one way to get to a destination. Not a big deal. But during a crisis, especially in the wintertime, oh boy, I mean, that's quickly becomes a life-threatening matter. a healthy young man or woman, they may walk 20 miles the first day, but they're not going to walk 20 the second day. They're going to be too sore.
Right.
When the pioneers went west, they averaged 10 miles a day walking. That was it, mm-hmm. 10 miles a day. Right. Of course, they had these big wagons that were pulled by either ox or horses or mules, and that was it. Because if they went any faster, the animals would get wore out and equipment would break. Imagine mm-hmm. a 19 or 20 year old with a backpack and how far they can go in a day. That one most important trip, and that's my goal, is to make sure my grandchildren can get home. They have different activities they go to, typically 8, 10 miles, maybe 20 miles from home. And I just want to make sure these youngsters get home. And the car is provided by my granddaughter will probably last her through college in the next 6 years or so. Very nice little Saturn Ion automobile for this girl. And when they get the MP Shield device, her dad will make sure it's properly installed, properly working for the girl and her twin brother, who's driving a little compact pickup truck. So I'm making my preparations to make sure my family is safe, and I want to encourage every mom and dad and grandma and grandpa out there to be doing the same thing, to do what you need to do to make sure your family is safe. Right, Andrew?
Absolutely. And, it's... I never really got it. I don't understand why, but some of our most common questions are about the vehicle model. We get the questions like, what's the point? Or, you're only going to have one tank of gas. Or, not a big deal, you don't need it. We get that a lot. It's insane. And so what we're actually currently doing, because it's such the vehicle model is by far one of our best-selling models and by far one of the most important models, in my opinion. We're actually producing a new commercial, and we've got actors. We actually hired actors. We're filming a new professional commercial, and the reason is because so many people don't grasp the concept and why they need it. It's not that their thinking's bad or wrong. It's that they just are so into the modern-day life, and they aren't getting it. So we're actually going to make a commercial, and it's going to be fairly dramatic. To show people how important the vehicle model is. That's how important it really is. We're actually going to produce a professionally filmed commercial just to teach people, because holy cow, it could be the difference between life and death. Even if you had to just go 50 or 100 miles, or you had to go through a city, it could be...
Have you done this before? Have you produced a professional video before, a commercial type thing?
We have, yeah. We've got several videos out there, several commercials. this is going to be one of our largest undertakings as far as... it'll probably be by far the most professional. I mean, we're going to have a film crew, professional film crew. There's a reason to it, and that we're taking it to this level, and it's because that's how important it really is.
So this would be a 60-second commercial?
Yep. We're going to do two versions, a 30-second and 60-second. It's obviously going to be on the social media stuff for advertising there, but we're considering even putting it on TV because that's how important it is.
You'll be shocked at how much time and effort and money goes into 30 seconds or 60 seconds.
I know.
Yeah. Well, good. Good. That'll be a great effort. I'm looking forward to seeing those spots. That would be wonderful.
Yeah.
We don't have TV, I'm looking into having simulcast my show on Brighteon. I haven't really looked into it in detail yet, but people love television, don't they?
They do. The people love it. For me, we know it's very expensive. TV is very expensive. We've always joked for a couple years that we want to get a Super Bowl ad. And it would be shocking for most people to see an EMP Shield commercial on a Super Bowl ad. And who knows if that'll ever happen because the price is extremely high. But I'll preface with this. So what my job isn't just to sell EMP Shield. I am the director of sales and marketing, but my job is to help educate the world on EMP, which simultaneously ties in with DHS's number one priority on EMP2, which is education. So we believe that the more people we can educate, the more people we can save. And it's not so so much about selling the product. It's more about how many people can we help by making them aware. You know, there's so many people out there, so many people that don't even know what EMP is. We're talking hundreds of millions of people in the United States alone. We're trying to step up our game, start educating people, because it is a very critical time for people to be aware of this, you know, right now.
Absolutely. Well, when you buy an EMP Shield device from my website, you get a $50 discount on each piece. Now, with the sale, you get an additional $20 the first device, an additional $30 per device when you get 2 to 3, $40 off per device, 4 to 7, and another $50 off each when you buy 8 or more. That's a great sale. We have our last break. We'll be right back.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast 2-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Fix bayonets.
Leviden and Nicole Colgren. Many men have gone.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Monday, the 19th of July. And we are back. Andrew, I understand the U.S. Army has discontinued teaching bayonet training to the young troopers in basic training. Have you heard that?
I've heard that. I haven't verified it, but I have heard that from at least one source, yes.
Well, that's a shame because, you know,
yep.
Taking an urban, suburban boy or girl and turning him to a soldier, even somebody from the country, convert that person into a warrior is no easy task, especially these days. That's a shame, but if President Trump gets back in, I'm sure that will be reversed back to what it should be. In the meantime, we do what we can to take care of ourselves and our families, and the sale going on right now at EMP Shield will help the people achieve that goal. Firearms Monday begins here in about 5 or 6 minutes, and I'm also hearing, Andrew, that the price of ammunition has come down a bit. Every little bit helps. The supply is finally meeting demand after all these months. And you're able to meet the demand right now yourself. If people place an order today, it'll be shipped out either today or tomorrow, won't it, sir?
Yeah, that's correct. Yes, everything's in stock. Back at the beginning of the coronavirus, thing, we bought several years worth of parts. And for people that don't know, we manufacture these ourselves in the United States. But we bought enough for several years, and we're continuing to produce these. We've got many in stock, and they're ready to go. So if you buy this morning, it will be shipped out by 12. If you buy this afternoon, it'll be shipped out by tomorrow at 12.
That's good to know. I'm having my own issues with the energy cleaner, but it's good to know that you've got what you need to do some shipping, get the product out the door, and meet that demand right now. We don't know what's coming. We know what the possibilities are. We don't know when. We know it could be any time. And the time to get prepared is yesterday, isn't it?
That's right. And so there is literally no better time than now. That's for sure.
No better time. Absolutely. Well, Andrew, I want to thank you for being with us. We got a lot of good information out today. We had some great calls, and we'll look forward to having you back next Monday, sir.
Yep. Thanks, John. Talk to you later.
Okay. Appreciate it. All right. Yep. That's Bye-bye. Andrew with EMP Shield. Great sale going on. The more units you buy, it'd be a great time for a group effort. Maybe your family members, maybe people you go to church with, friends, family, whoever you know that you think might be interested. Because it helps all of you. The more units you buy, the more money you save. And that's just a phenomenal sale. And I want to thank Andrew publicly for doing this. And we have a top of the hour break. We'll be back with Sam Andrews and Farmers Monday. Stay tuned.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. owner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.